Hi, you are listening to One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. In last week's episode, I spoke about how I've visited over 70 countries on a budget. And in this week's episode, I wanted to give you some tips and tricks for traveling on a budget. When I was publishing photos of my travels on Instagram and on Facebook, people kept asking me, how can you afford to travel so much? Are you secretly a millionaire? I can tell you that if you are flexible, adaptable, and not that picky, it is really not that expensive to travel. Actually, most of the time, it could be much cheaper than staying in your own country. Also, the majority of the destinations that I was picking were really inexpensive, and I found ways to travel on a budget in the expensive ones. As I already mentioned in the last episode, during my 20s, I put traveling as my main priority. This means that all the money I was saving by living frugally went to my travels. I saw traveling as an experience worth investing in, and I must say that it was definitely a great choice. Now I'm flooded with great memories that will stay with me forever. I'm a very good planner. And I did the same with my travels. Here, I will give you some advice that worked for me for traveling on a budget. So, advice number one is to pay attention to the currency exchange. Do not use currency exchange shops at the airports or next to the main attractions in the city centers. Yes, I'm looking at you, Prague. It doesn't matter if it's written 0% commission. You have to pay attention to the difference between the buy and the sell amount. There's always going to be some difference because the exchanges have to make some money. But if the difference is too high, it is not worth exchanging your money there. A quick Google currency conversion can give you an idea of how much you should be getting approximately for your cash. I usually never use currency exchanges unless there's no other option. Instead, I withdraw money from an ATM. Now, there is a few tricks to that. Do not use your high street banks, such as Lloyds, Santander, or Barclays, among others, to withdraw money from an ATM or to pay with a card. They will charge you hefty fees for using another currency. Even if they say that they don't charge any fees, their exchange rate will be rubbish most of the time. Use accounts like Wise or Revolut. They offer you the possibility to have an account in the currency of the country you're traveling in. And when you exchange the money from your own currency to that currency, they give you a very close rate to the day's rate, which is a very good deal. I will link a referral for both Revolut and Wise accounts below so you can check them out. They are free to use and are very handy when you're traveling. That can save you tons of money. Another piece of advice is to look for destinations with a weak currency. I traveled to Iran in 2017, where there was a high inflation and the dollars that I brought with me were worth more and more every day. Back then, and also at the time of this recording, the foreign credit and debit cards were useless in Iran, so it was only possible to travel there with cash in euros or US dollars. Sometimes I would change 100 US dollars, and a few days later, I would get maybe 20% more than a few days ago. The inflation was insane. In the West, we think it's crazy when the prices rise every year by 20%. Imagine your money devaluating by 20% every few days. A friend of mine has recently been to Japan. And she had great deals because at the moment, the Japanese yen is quite low. So if you have always wanted to visit Japan, maybe now it's the right time. Advice number three is to travel during the shoulder season, even during low season if you are adventurous. Personally, I do not like crowds. There is nothing worse than hundreds of people bumping into you and trying to take a selfie in a beautiful place. If you avoid high season, you are more likely to experience the true essence of the place, and the prices are lower as well. Sometimes it can be a bit too cold, a bit too hot, or too rainy, but most of the time it is worth it. I went to South Korea during winter. I had most hostels for myself and I met lots of friendly locals. I also went to Cambodia, Vietnam, and to Mexico during the rainy season. And apart from a few rainy days, the weather was great and nice hotels were a bargain. Also, use your common sense. I'm not saying that you should go to the Himalayas or to Canada in winter, but going to the south of Spain in winter could be really rewarding if you are going for the culture and not for the beach. Do your own research. Advice number 4, explore alternative ways of traveling in more expensive destinations. I cycled Australia with a tent and with a little stove for cooking my own food. I was shopping in local supermarkets and in the end, Australia ended up being a very cheap country to travel in. I met lots of backpackers who were traveling in cheap cars, using free campsites and cooking their own food. Also, in more expensive destinations, look for accommodations that have a kitchen. When I was in New Zealand, all hostels had kitchens. Also in Colombia, I chose to cook because I wanted to eat a bit healthier and I didn't like the local food as much. Advice number 5 is to use public transportation. So no matter where you go, most of the time, there's always going to be some form of public transportation available. Wicked Travel or Lonely Planet will usually give you a thorough explanation about how to get from the airport to the city and also ways of getting around the city. Download apps showing transport connections and if it is safe, choose walking or cycling. In Myanmar, Thailand, Vietnam, and the Philippines, I rented a scooter to get around. Just make sure that you don't leave your passport with a rental place and don't crash the scooter. I did both of those things in Thailand and it was not a pleasant experience. There was even police involved, but that's a story for another day. Advice number 6 is to eat where locals eat. Call me adventurous, but I love eating from the local food stalls and at the local markets in places like India, Nepal, Malawi, or Sri Lanka. The larger the queue of locals is, the better. When I'm traveling, I'm always avoiding Western-style restaurants with long menus and no customers. They are usually overpriced and the food is not as fresh because they barely have any customers to eat it. Also, they don't care as much if you get food poisoning because tomorrow you will be in a different place and you won't be a returning customer. On the other hand, the food stalls where the locals eat are interested in keeping their clients because these are the same people that keep returning, so the food will be of a much better quality and the prices much lower. And that brings us to the end of this week's episode. I hope that you enjoyed and learned something new. If you have any questions, do not hesitate to reach out to me through my email or my Instagram. Have a great week and I will speak to you in the next week's episode. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Do not forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. I hope that you have a wonderful day.